Well, hello, beautifuls, and welcome to the Psychic Therapist Show, where we explore everyday life and answer your questions using both psychology and spirit. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the secrets of the Andes and the 2012 connection. We'll be focusing on Peruvian mysticism and hearing how it relates to all of us collectively, so stay tuned to hear about the incredible magic of Peru. I'm Evie Kane, a lifelong psychic and clinical psychotherapist. If you want to know more about me or my work, you can find me at eviekane.com. That's eviekane.com. We welcome calls all throughout the show, and you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We have a very special guest today, Dr. Karen Palmer, who's co-author of The Inca Oracle, which is a stunning new book with divination cards on Peruvian mysticism. Dr. Palmer is an accomplished shamanic practitioner and a licensed clinical psychologist. She's traveled extensively to Peru and trained with the Caro Shaman High Priests of the Andes since 1994. For those of you who don't know, the Caro are the direct descendants of the Incas. And Karen gives experiential talks and seminars on Peruvian mysticism and other core shamanic workshops, conducts drumming circles and sacred ceremonies, and has a private practice in Southern California. She leads transformational trips to Peru and has one coming up this fall. And Karen and her co-author, Chris Donovan, who's an accomplished artist and intuitive from the Denver area, are going to be debuting on their Inca Oracle website virtual divination readings, and it'll be up and running in a couple of weeks. We're very lucky to have Karen with us today with her busy schedule, and especially because she's got so much to share with us and is such a warm and wonderful person. So welcome, Karen. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, well, thank you, Evie. Thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
I know. Well, those of us that know and love you know how humble you are today. And, Karen, before we get going, I forgot to mention to our listeners that they are in for a real treat today, because while we're talking throughout the show about mysticism, Karen has got her Inca Oracle cards with her, so that if you call in with questions, you get to hear what the Inca Oracle has to say about it. So it's kind of a great coming out party here. And the number again is 888-815-9756. So Karen, you know, we talked about this being, you know, what are some of I'd like to know maybe the listeners might like to know, so what is the connection between Peru and all the stuff we've been hearing about 2012?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, the pre-Incan indigenous shamans ran in the stars about this particularly cataclysmic time in our life now, and they predicted the events of 2012. And they saw in the stars something called a Pachacuti, which is an overturning of time and space, in which there would be cataclysmic changes on the earth. And their advice at that time, the stars' advice at that time to the indigenous shamans, were to do some particular exercises and spiritual openings of the heart so that they could remain with source.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting, and I think, you know, just recently, geez, even in the last, you know, year, what we've seen just cataclysmically with the weather, gives credence to that. And I know that you've shared over the years that they, beginning back in the 80s, they started to make these amazing hidden secrets more available. We're opening up to teaching and leading people, and that's when you started traveling and working with them, was a little bit after that time, right?
That's right, Evie. Yeah, that's right. About 1985, the Caro shamans just knew from the stars and from Source that now was the time to begin to give these amazing teachings to the world. And then they started that journey, which they called the Rainbow Bridge to the West.
Right. Well, I was blessed enough to travel with you on one of your journeys to Peru, and I was so struck by these people, how heart-centered they are, and they're just so full of light. It's so great. I mean, it's amazing to me that they live in these harsh conditions way, way up in the Andes, and that when you stand in their presence, you know, I always joke, I say, gosh, being with the Caro shaman makes me feel like a tall woman. You know, I'm only 5'4". They are so little and mighty. And, you know, Karen, we have a caller, Meredith from California. Meredith, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry to interrupt the whole conversation.
Oh, that's okay, Meredith. Oh. We're glad you called in. And how can we help you today? What's your question?
Well, I really just had a question regarding, first off, what you guys were talking about was the ascension, if I'm right, about 2012 and how the planet is changing.
Yes, that's right.
And I think that we as a species is also changing, because I know for me, I feel like I've been kind of, extracted from, like, the old paradigm, like, I just feel very extracted from the world. And I feel like there's a huge change happening just within myself. And in that regard, I know that for me, I'm still looking for work.
Right.
And that was my main question, is do you see anything happening new for me work-wise?
Right. Well, Meredith, first I wanted to say is that when we're going through these sort of cataclysmic changes, it's both happening without and within. And what I'm picking up for you is that to cherish this time when you're kind of going within and sorting out, because you don't just want work, you really want what you're meant to do, like what your passion and your purpose is. And I pick up you've been a little doubtful about yourself, maybe even before these changes. And I'm hearing from Spirit to really trust. You have some inklings of what to do and to open up to doing that regardless of whatever other people are telling you right now. And that it's like you're going through a time of almost, how would I say, being in the cave, but you're about to break through to the light of day. This is a time to really recharge yourself, your energies, your physical body for the duration. And Karen, did you have anything to add to that for Meredith?
Well, yes, Meredith, as Evie was talking, I pulled a card, and it was Eagle, which is the shaman's vision, and when Eagle appears, we're asked to look at the largest vision of our life, what your real spiritual purpose would be, and how you would work with the four elements, air, earth, water, and fire. So I think this definitely supports what Evie is getting for you, too, that there is a much higher consciousness around your potential work than maybe you've even realized, and to explore that.
Tap into it, yeah.
So thanks, Meredith. Thanks so much for the call and for joining us today.
Thank you, Meredith.
Yeah. Well, and Karen, as I was talking about the Caro people and how amazing they are. The one thing for, you know, because I know you've been to Peru many times and I've been there once, and one of the many things that struck me is even the landscape of Peru is so magical and mystical that you are completely altered and transformed by it. I remember in one particular, you know, everyone talks about going to Machu Picchu, and some of the places that we were able to visit, because we were with Caro Shaman, and we were brought to places that aren't even listed in the Lonely Planet. And I remember one place in particular called Tinjani Canyon.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm awestruck here just even broadcasting. It's just, once you think of it, you can feel the energy of it deep in yourselves. Mm-hmm. And for the listeners, this place was just so amazing. It was hundreds and hundreds of acres and these stone pillars that when you looked at them, first you see a stone pillar, then it looked like an ancient goddess, or it looked like a star being. And we were blessed to be there a whole day, and at sunset they literally started to shapeshift unmistakably into those images that we'd been seeing all day. I mean, I still have chills just even remembering this. It's like so hard to come back and try and express that to people, but there's something about the landscape of Peru itself is part of the secrets of this. You want to give anything you want to say about that? I mean, I'm just bringing up a point that it's the people, it's the traditions, and it's Peru itself.
Oh, yeah. Peru is really a land of mystery and magic and deep connection to the Creator. And Tinjani Canyon, by the way, Americo Yabar, whom you referenced earlier and who is my teacher there, believes that Tinjani is part of Lemuria, and also parts of it are also connected to Atlantis. So there's that energy that's coming through. There are caves there where you enter into a portal of time that takes you back literally to the beginning of time. There's like pterodactyl or prehistoric birds that live in that cave, and you just hear them flapping. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember that. America brought us into this cave, and it was. You did feel like you'd been transported in time, and then there was this total silence, and as you looked up, I remembered my initial thought was, I hope these birds are friendly, because they did look like they had skipped millenniums of evolution. They did look like from the dinosaur era, and then how they would look at you, and you just, that magic of sitting in that cave, which truly was a portal with these birds, you just transformed. You don't even feel like you have a body. I have never experienced anything like that before or since.
That is so magical.
Yeah.
And another area, and one actually that we'll be visiting in the fall, is Siestani. And Siestani is an island set in a lake near Lake Titicaca, which is really believed to be a landing portal and a landing strip for star beings. And when you're sitting there looking at that, you can actually feel the star beings there. And, of course, the indigenous peoples of Peru see the star beings, see their ships, are in communication with them, especially being so high up, like 17,000 feet high in, up in the Andes. They're so close to the stars and the star people.
Yeah, because everybody's heard of, like, the NASCAR lines and Machu Picchu, and it's just interesting there's these other places that are every bit as, if not more, magical. That people don't even know about. Well, Karen, we have an email question that like to get to. And it's from a woman named Julia from Colorado. And the essence of her question is this. She got divorced a couple of years ago, and she said she's taken some time to heal and, do work on relationships. And she's just opened up to dating again, and she's been having a little bit of a time of it. She meets these people like online that are all chatty and wonderful, and then they just kind of flake out, or they say sort of inappropriate innuendo things, and she's wondering like, what's up with this? What is going on here? Because it'd be nice to meet someone and have a relationship, date relationship, and have some fun. She just seems to me, I guess the essence of it is they're not very quality people. They appear to be that way at first, and then they kind of turn into, they go from men to boys.
No.
be the way that I would sum it up, even though that's not what she said. Well, let me interject something here about Because I definitely would love to hear what the Inca Oracle has to say about it, and I'm sure Julia would too. But Julia, I pick up that you're very, very psychic and intuitive in your own right, and that these men pick it up on some level, if even unconsciously, and they're really scared of being seen. So I think it's like the more that they get to know you, the more they intimidated is too strong a word, because it's not anything at all about you per se. I mean, I pick up your energy is just lovely and wonderful. It's like they're threatened at being seen because the way they kind of have a way of relating that's kind of cocky or arrogant is maybe too strong, but they come from that place and they really don't know how to connect with a woman like you. So I hear just stay the course, you know, that old saying, you might kiss a few frogs on the way to the prince. And you're not looking for a prince, you're looking for a king. So hang in there. Karen, how about you? Want, have anything to...
Oh,
what would the Inca Oracle would say about that?
Oh, gosh. Well, I pulled for Julia the Pachamama card, which is Mother Earth. And so this whole issue for her about kind of attracting the men who become boys is actually nearing completion. She's almost done with that cycle. And then when we pull a Pachamama card, one of the things that we want to do is to do a ceremony to her and with her about our intent. And so what I would suggest for Julia is to prepare a ceremony in which she lists qualities about the man whom she wants to attract, who's mature, who's a king, who's, you know, whose inner qualities are really stellar. And plant that list as a seed into Pachamama, into Mother Earth, you know, with sage, with her helpers around, and just tell Pachamama what she wants in a future relationship, and then just be completely assured that this will bear fruit, that this seed will bear fruit.
Wow, that is so beautiful. And, you know, Karen, in hearing that, it brings me back again to how, you know, we are so busy in our lives and we, you know, we think, oh, good, might be good to do a ceremony, and how blessed the people are of Peru that this is part of their daily life every day. You know, that Mother Earth provides everything, you know, including all the things that we associate with wealth, such as oil and gems and you know, food and all that. And also our souls, our spirits. And it's like, that's the thing I think I miss the most about Peru, is that it's so interwoven into daily life. It's every bit as much of your life every day as like being in a Sig Alert or something is here.
Well, that reminds me of something. Actually, Evie, when you say that, I remember a long time ago when we were traveling with Americo, and we talked to him about meditation and how we really tried to do 15 minutes of meditation in the morning and 15 minutes of meditation at night, and how pleased we were with that. And Americo just kind of looked at us for a long time, didn't know quite how to respond, and then finally smiled and said, well, you know, that's lovely. And what we do here is we are in continual meditation with Mother Earth and all the spirits of nature, and that every step on Mother Earth, on Pachamama, is a prayer, is a meditation. So that's how deep the connection is for the indigenous peoples there.
That's right. And they're not also all the time, like hearing that, we could give the impression like they're living in the ashram. It's like, they, I think sometimes they get a big kick out of us about how serious we are sometimes about the spiritual practices, and that I have to do it just this way and just the right setting. You know, and America, who Karen keeps referring to, is one of the highest ordained priests of the Andes, and I, when I first met him, I remember standing in his presence, and I'm like, he has such a twinkle in his eye, and I remember thinking, is he a Peruvian leprechaun, or an avatar? And I heard very clearly, yes. You know, it's like a both and then some.
Oh, well, one time we were traveling on the bus, and you know, it was kind of a little bit of a long stretch, and we were kind of tired. And Americo, you know, wears a little hat, and he had his hat on in the bus. And so he kind of looked us over and got in front of the bus, and then he pulled out two huge antler ears or antlers from his hat. And oh my gosh, we were just, you know, roaring with laughter. He's so much fun. And you know, the Carol are very fun. They're very lighthearted. They love music. They love to dance, to sing, to play. They're just big-hearted people. And physically, interestingly, their hearts are bigger because of the altitude, and their lungs are bigger. So their whole body is kind of a metaphor for who they are.
Yeah, for who they are, for all that love that they have for humanity and how they project that out. You're listening to The Psychic Therapist Show. And my name is Evie Kane, and my very special guest today is Dr. Karen Palmer. And we will be back in a moment after this public service announcement. Hi, this is Evie, and I wanted to talk to you about an opportunity to be an Earth Angel and save a life. Southern California's economy and foreclosure crisis has led to so many dogs being given up for adoption. Local shelters are literally busting at the seams, which means that many dogs are euthanized in just a few days. Large breed dogs have been the most impacted. German Shepherds in particular have been churned in large numbers, and having two myself, I know what an amazing breed they are. They're known for their intelligence, loyalty, and courage and devotion to family and children. So we've come up with a website called SaveAGermanShepherd.com, SaveAGermanShepherd.com, and you can go over there and take a look. There's two stellar organizations that are listed there, rescue societies that rescue these dogs out of the shelters and put them in new homes. And they are overrun and in financial crisis. You know, right now there's over 300 dogs and puppies available for adoption, and just the average room and board per month exceeds $300. And you can help. You know, take a moment to peek at these dogs and see the amazing stories of their heroism and devotion. And if you lived in California, you could adopt or foster, but you know, anyone from anywhere in the world, you can sponsor a dog in particular that attracts you, or just make a contribution. No donation is too small to help this big-hearted breed. So check out SaveAGermanShepherd.com, and we hope that you'll be as touched as we were and open your hearts to these incredible dogs. And thanks so much for all your kindness and support. And we are back with my special guest today, Dr. Karen Palmer, who's an expert on Peruvian mysticism and the co-author of the Inca Oracle Divinatory Deck and Book. And she has her cards with her today and is giving that magical perspective to any callers who call in with questions. And the lines are open, and you can reach us at 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Karen, I have another email question here from a woman named Kate from San Diego. Uh-huh. And Kate says that she's been very happy in this relationship that she's been in with a wonderful man for about a year. And she's, you know, kind of getting the buzz from her parents and her older married sister, like, you know, when are you guys getting married? And she kind of got it in her head that he might, because when she said, she made it a point to say that when she first met him, it was so refreshing because he really wanted to have he wanted a long-term relationship with the right person and headed towards marriage and family, which is what she wanted. And she was sort of expecting him to, you know, go in that direction on their first anniversary, and it didn't happen. And she brought up the subject. And by her report, it's not that he's bailing or getting wiggy, but it's like he's questioning if he really, you know, can do that, and I don't want to lose you. And so her bottom line question is kind of this, you know, I find myself getting increasingly frustrated and trying to get back to that good space that we had. And I'm 42, and I don't want to keep dating a man who's on the dangle forever about marriage and a family, nor do I want to leave prematurely because I really feel like we have an amazing relationship. And what's your take on that? And what I got for Kate is, and I'm surprised, I must be just tuning in psychically, not as a therapist, because normally I would say, well, maybe you might want to move on or, you know, give him some, but I'm actually hearing very strongly the word patience, and not meaning like another year or two, but a few months. I sense that he's a very deep man, and as he's gotten closer, things he's kind of like, it's reevaluating things, but it isn't per se about you. It's about himself, and I pick up, do I have enough to offer? You know, it's like I'm hearing strongly that he is going to get through this and to the other side, but to give it 3 to 6 months. And Karen, how about you? What's the Oracle have to say?
Okay, well, you know, for Kate, I just drew Mama Kila, which is the moon. So that's nice. We have the love card there for Kate. That's very good. And also, the moon has a lot to do with the light and shadow in ourselves and kind of those mysteries of birth and death. And we also want to look at the cycle that we're in now, and we are in a new moon as of Wednesday. So you know, Kate may be coming into a new phase. But something in terms of the moon card, La Luna, would be for Kate to make sure that she's looking into the shadow aspects of herself, that there's nothing in her that might be pushing him away, or, you know, something around negative expectations or forces. The other thing with the moon card is that frequently there is some kind of an external force against what Kate might look at as a good relationship here, something attacking, like when the moon goes into an eclipse. And so, but in the old stories, in the mythological stories, when the moon was under attack or in eclipse, there was always the heroic snake or the heroic puma who rescued the moon, and the moon always came out bright and full again. So I agree with you, Evie, that, you know, for her to just kind of hang in there and kind of weather this storm, and, you know, perhaps attack or negativity will subside. And also just for her to really tap into her own heroism throughout this time.
Great. Well, thank you for that. I hope that helps you, Kate. And we have a caller, Emma. Emma, are you with us?
Yes.
Hello, Emma. How can we help you today?
Hi. I'm really enjoying the program.
Well, thank you.
I was calling with the question.
Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I wanted to know, what should I do at this time to help myself to move forward in my life toward my independence?
Okay, that's your question. What could or should I be doing to move forward in my life, in my independence?
To move forward towards it. I've been staying with my family for almost 5 years, and I just want my own.
Yeah.
And I'm not working.
Well, kind of what I'm hearing for you, Emma, is that it's not moving forward as much as it is stepping in and stepping up. And I'm picking up strongly that you've gotten a little, not in your thoughts or your feelings, but that you've gotten a little complacent being with the family. So right. It's like you're thinking about taking, and so it's like in this case, I'm hearing like a change of venue, you actually acting out in the physical going forward in your life, like stepping out, whether that's a getting a new place on your own to live or whatever, or stepping up and out and going on a job search, something like that. Okay. It's like a time for you to take some action. The first action that you take isn't necessarily the action that's going to be where you end up, but it's like sending that universe the message that I'm serious about going forward in my life. So it's like putting your foot on the path by taking some action, and the road will start to reveal itself. Because right now it's like you're, okay, so whatever, it's like you can tune in about what's a good thing for me to do today. Call this person, okay. Do this thing, so get more in action. And Karen, what would you like to share here for Emma?
Well, Emma, what I'm getting actually supports quite a bit what Evie is getting for you, too. I pulled the Inca Oracle card called Mama Tuta, which is kind of the bringer of the stars. It's that card just before we go to sleep and the stars come out. And so this card is really about psychic abilities and your deep intuition and your deep unconscious that has nothing to do with ego or with pride, like any of these actions you might take. Don't worry that they're coming from, you know, an egoic place. They're not. And so Emma, would you say that you have some psychic abilities?
I think I do, yeah.
Well, this would be a big confirmation of that, and to really trust your intuition right now that independence is exactly what you need, and to just go for it. Just trust that inner wisdom is coming in, because that is this particular card. Completely trust your intuition right now and your psychic abilities about what to do.
Oh,
great.
Oh, thank
great.
You so much.
You're welcome,
you're
Emma.
You're welcome, Emma.
Thanks for the call. Well, Karen, you know, I'm just amazed at these Inca Oracle cards. You know, part of what I'd wanted to ask is that, you know, is like, how does, like, people could say, oh, Peruvian mysticism and these secrets and the changes, and how can I use or access that in my life? And what I wanted to let listeners know is I was so deeply touched by your purpose and your co-author Chris's purpose in creating the Oracle, which I had read that you had done this so each person could have a virtual pilgrimage to Peru. And I've seen these cards, and I want to tell you, they have really hit the mark between the beautiful artwork and the magical writing. It's like people can have that experience of being there, of working with this in their life. But I was wondering what other ways you might express to the listeners about how learning and opening up to this could, you know, like, well, what's in it for me with Peruvian mysticism? How would it maybe change my life or help me in my life? You have any thoughts on that, Karen?
Well, another great question, Evie. Okay. I'd say that really kind of the whole of the Inca Oracle cards and the Peruvian mysticism is about expanding our consciousness. And so the cards help us align our filaments of energy from our heart to various spirits of nature, you know, aligning our spirit and our energy with the mountain, with the puma, with the stars, with the flower, etc., and then just opening to their consciousness and letting them inform us. And in so doing, that that expands our consciousness into and into the infinite, into the cosmos. And the indigenous shamans call this their cosmovision of reality, which is infinite. And what we really do is become silent. And so with each card, with each image, we're going deep, deep, deep into that image and into that understanding that's very ancient, very, very ancient. And in those ancient teachings lay the portal really to that cosmic understanding that grows us, that expands us, that ensouls us in a way.
So in a way, that's interesting, because when you go that deep, like and the people are opening up, and there's something in the way that these cards are laid out that people can get it and get a concrete message out of it, much like how you shared the message of Pachamama, for example, with Julia. You know, so that it can sound very esoteric and nice to know, and it is so much more than that. It's incredible ancient wisdom, and it's also very practical and concrete and focused and specific to be used in your daily life. That's how I see it, anyway.
That's right, Eddie, that's right. And then when people actually see the images on the cards that Christine Donovan did, that's also another point of entry into information. You know, when you're really going right into those images and into those pictures, so between the picture and the words, you know, as is true for most divinatory decks as well, there's just a wealth of information inside each of these images.
Yeah, and as you were talking, I got that image of being back in that cave again. It's almost like that the way that these beautiful images are, along with the words, it really is like each card is a portal.
Each
card is a portal. And I've seen many divination decks, and I have to tell you, I've not had an experience where each card is a portal. So you've come up with something incredibly special here. Well, we have another email question from Martha from Connecticut. And Martha writes that she's a successful coach and counselor and into the law of attraction and just a whole bunch of stuff like that. And she says, well, it's not that I'm feeling like a fraud or anything like that, but I've, you know, because I could almost hear myself answering this question, but a friend asked me the other night what fun thing that I have going on, and I heard myself saying, well, nothing, and I've got this work and that, and I actually filled up with tears afterwards thinking about that my life, although I love my work, has become just so full with work. And I could hear myself, if I was talking to a client, saying, take time off, relax. And I know that's important. I'm not dismissing that. And yet where I was moved to tears, I feel that there's something going on under that that's even deeper. And I wanted to ask Dr. Palmer to take a look at because like apparently she knew you were going to have the Inca Oracle on there. I mentioned it. So she's wanting to know what the Inca Oracle has to say about that, Karen.
Okay. Well, what I'm pulling from Martha actually is the rainbow. And the rainbow in Andean mysticism is not the rainbow that we understand here in the West. The rainbow is actually a two-headed serpent, and there are some amazing powers around the rainbow, and there is also danger in the rainbow. So this issue for Martha is actually pretty complex, that there is a conflict between what she's doing in the middle world, the Kaipacha, that, you know, our world here of the humans and the animals and the birds and so forth, and a conflict between that and the upper world, or the Hanukpacha, the world of spirit, or what we might say are the heavens. So there is a conflict, and that conflict is posing a little bit of danger for her.
Danger how? So we don't,
well,
I mean.
Danger, yeah, danger in maybe that she's going to get maybe sick or maybe depressed or maybe in some kind of a conflict or maybe burned out, something like that. So she would kind of need to identify what this conflict is all about. So it seems to me, as I'm thinking about the rainbow and looking at the rainbow, that there is a spiritual conflict here for her in some way. And this is a very complex card, by the way.
Right.
Because,
you know, Martha's not here, and we wanted to give her some sort of direction. Like, what's the first thing you might recommend for her, Karen?
Well, actually, what I would like to do for Martha is for you to give her my information, Evie, and let me just talk to her a little bit more, rather than, you know, take your time here.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I just meant you saying it's complex and you want to talk to her.
Okay. Yeah, it's complex. The rainbow is complex. Yeah.
Okay. But because what I was wondering is if you were picking up if she needed, it's how gracious of you to offer that. But I was thinking also if Martha was hearing this, she might be flipping out and thinking, what am I, God, am I going to be sick? Or
I see what you're saying. Let's please, you know, reassure Martha. It's nothing like that. It's just that this issue is a little deeper than maybe what she might think it is. And so, you know, I'm happy to just go into that a little bit more, with her. Yeah.
And it's interesting because she had a hit on that in her question, didn't she? She said, like, all the stuff people she would normally tell clients or herself that she knows she needs to do, but that isn't the answer. You know, like, it's deeper than take a break, don't be burnt out, plug in, rejuvenate, da-da-da-da-da. So she has some hit that something on a deeper level is up.
That's it.
And so that's what you're talking about. To go to that deeper level is more than a two or 5 minute conversation.
Exactly. And I'm happy to go into that deeper level, on her behalf.
Okay, great. That sounds great. And so, Karen, is there anything else that you wanted to share, maybe in some closing remarks about other ways that people can, as you know, Westerners, benefit from Peruvian mysticism and some of these teachings in their life, like that if they were to, like what might be some of the changes that could happen or the benefits or the openings if they were to, look into Peruvian mysticism and or use the Inca Oracle cards?
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of the opening, Evie, what I'd like to say about that is that really the heart of Andean mysticism is silence. And it's leaving all the city, the material world, and really going into nature and being with nature in silence and connecting in that way. And so, you know, when we do that, it's like the infinite kind of opens up, like portals, as you were mentioning earlier. And that's just one of the biggest secrets there, that in terms of what the indigenous Carol are looking at and want to do, they really want to transform their lives into becoming beings of light, where they're functioning as light more than physical, more than a human flesh. They are really about being light in the world. Mm-hmm. And so to be light in the world means to open to the light and invite it in. And that, in their view, can only be done when they're in silence with the light and with all of nature. And then I think another thing, you know, for the listeners, and for me that has been life transforming, is to have a much deeper connection with Mother Earth and all aspects of Mother Earth.
Right.
To them, you know, Mother Earth, Pachamama is the beloved and the divine aspect of the feminine face of God, so to speak. So God is everywhere, right in front of us in the earth, and to be very respectful and loving of her.
Yeah, that's really interesting, and that in many ways is like we're just, I think, in our infancy with that. You know, with the, I think of the Peruvian people are the, you know, the ultimate green society, you know, and we're just beginning to have that consciousness and knowledge. Well, Karen, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. And I mean, this is such a rich topic.
Thank
we could probably spend a year talking about it. And
I
just want to thank you so much for not only being here, but, you know, having worked on this so much with your wonderful co-author, Chris Donovan, and having come up with this inspirational book and cards to make this available to people. And I'd like to take a moment to let you tell us that I know that you can reach Karen at either drkarenpalmer.com or theincaoracle.com. And because, as I mentioned, Karen does lots of workshops and things on Peruvian mysticism and other things and has a private practice in Southern California and works with people from all around the world. And Karen, I wanted to know, you mentioned something about you've got a, you guys are getting to have these cards online where people could get a reading online with the cards or something. Could you talk a little about that?
Well, yes, this is very, very exciting. In about 2 weeks' time, the Inca Oracle cards will be online, and people can just go to the website, IncaOracle.com, and click on Your Oracle.
Okay.
Are you hearing that? Yes, sorry about that beeping in here. Well, okay.
Oh, that's okay.
We're
but anyway, it would be on. We can wrap. They just need to go to IncaOracle.com in a couple of weeks, and that'll be available, whatever to click on and all that. And then also, I wanted to mention you have an upcoming trip to Peru, which, although the virtual is wonderful, there's nothing like the real deal. You know, we all know the difference between a virtual seminar and a live event. And where can they find out about your trip, Karen? I know it's in the fall, right?
Yes, it's in the fall. It's November 12th through 28th. And again, they can just go to the website, IncaOracle.com, and click on events. And there's a flyer outlining the whole itinerary. And basically, we're going to be traveling with Americo Yabar, the highest ordained shaman, one of the highest ordained shamans in the Andes, you know, the one I was referring to. And he's going to take us to 11 places of power that will actually help us connect with that higher consciousness that we've been talking about here through the show. And also show us those practices from the ancient indigenous shamans, the pre-Incans and the Incans that we've been discussing.
And I just want to interject, Karen, because I know how humble Karen is. You know, I went 4 years ago, and people will say, oh, a trip changed their life, or it was transformational, blah, blah. But 4 years later, I still feel it so deeply in my bones and every cell of my being, and I can feel all the energy of it in ways that I never have with any place else. So if you've been thinking about it, you know, boy, now is the time. And to have the opportunity to travel with someone who is a high priest of the Andes, I mean, you will see and experience things that most trips to Peru that is just not even on the radar screen. And Karen is just so much fun to travel and be with and keeps things moving. So I wanted to say that on your behalf, Karen.
Oh, well, thank you, Evie.
And then you also mentioned that you wanted to do something for the listeners.
I do, yes. And I want to thank all of the listeners here, you know, today for tuning into the show. Thank you so very much. And what I'd like to offer is to the first 5 listeners who contact me on my email, which is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Karen at IncaOracle.com, I-N-C-A-O-R-A-C-L-E, I'm trying to spell it here, I will be delighted to give you a free 15-minute Inca Oracle reading with the Inca Oracle cards, and that's for the first 5 listeners who email me at that address.
Well, Karen, that is such a kind and generous offer, and it goes at the, which a kind and generous offer is right in alignment with who you are. And so, once again, I want to thank you so much for bringing your heart, your light, your spirit, and your fun to us today and your deep love of Peru. Thank you so very much. And I hope you'll come back.
Thank you, Abby. I'd love to. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This is just wonderful. I really, really am deeply grateful to you for having me on your show.
It's my great pleasure and our great pleasure to have had this opportunity to be with you. Thank you, Karen. And this is Evie Kane, the psychic therapist. And you can reach me at psychictherapist.net. Feel free to email me your questions at evie@psychictherapist.net. Thank you so much for joining us today. In our next show, will be Friday, June 17th, live, and we'll see you back here for a fun time. And until then, everyone, remember to let your love and your light brightly shine. So I can see you shine.